Good evening. This is Akishwani Kohima in Kahurchis today with the evening news. The headlines. Naglans Peleno Petinilhu from John Government School Viswema among 45 to receive National Teachers Award 2025. Advisor to Chief Minister Abu Metha underscores importance of accuracy over speed in reporting. Dimapur police rescues abducted 9-year-old, arrests 5. And Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says India committed to peace but will respond firmly to aggression. Now the news in detail. Department of School Education and Literacy, Ministry of Education has selected 45 teachers for the National Teachers Awards 2025. Among the selected, a teacher from Naglan, Peleno Petinilhu from John Government Higher Secondary School Viswema will receive the National Teachers Award this year. The awards will be presented by President Draupadi Murmu on Teachers Day on September 5. Meanwhile, the Ministry's Department of Higher Education has also selected 21 teachers in higher education institutions and polytechnic for National Awards to Teachers 2025. Advisor to the Chief Minister and Chairman of IDEN, Abu Metha, has underscored the importance of accuracy over speed in reporting. Speaking at the inaugural program of the two-day sensitization training on news and photo reporting and PA system coverage, organized by the Directorate of Information and Public Relations at Kohima today, he emphasized the need to prioritize factual reporting. Mr. Metha highlighted the crucial role of DIPR in bridging the gap between the government and the public and ensuring that the citizens are informed about all government schemes and initiatives. He encouraged DIPR staff to embrace challenges, especially in remote areas, as learning experiences. He urged participants to upskill through self-education and leverage social media to enhance visibility, promote success stories, and inspire citizens through features, videos, and documentaries. The training aims to enhance the department's capabilities in reporting, photography, and technical coverage, reinforcing its role as a reliable link between the government and the people. Dimapur police has rescued a 9-year-old girl who went missing from Rengma colony on 3rd of last month. The child was traced and successfully rescued from Naharlagun, Arunachal Pradesh on 22nd of August. 5 accused, including 1 woman and 4 men, have been arrested from Dipu, Jorhat and Tezpur in Assam. A report.
According to the Deputy Commissioner of Police Crime, a detailed investigation into the matter was launched by the Dimapur Women Police following an FIR lodged by the child's father. During the investigation, it was found that the child was reportedly abducted and sold for 80,000 rupees in Arunachal Pradesh. Police say the operation was carried out undercover to ensure the child's safety. The arrested individuals confessed to involvement in the abduction and sale of the minor. The rescued child is now under the care of the Child Welfare Committee in Dimapur. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The investigation is ongoing and authorities are probing possible links to a wider human trafficking network. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton said nearly 80,000 rupees has been recovered through salary deductions from absentee staff in Wakha district following surprise inspections. In social media post, he said this was shared during the District Planning and Development Board meeting today. Mr. Patton said the amount has been deposited into the government's exchequer. The Department of Social Welfare conducted a month-long special enrollment drive for Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana from 15 July to 15 August, registering 1,399 beneficiaries across the state. The initiative reflects the joint efforts of the department and district administrations to support pregnant and lactating mothers through financial assistance. Wakha district emerged as top performer, having achieved 511% of its enrollment target set by the Ministry of Women and Child Development. The scheme is ongoing and eligible beneficiaries can register at the nearest Anganwadi center. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to The Evening News. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said armed forces must be prepared for all kinds of security challenges, including short-duration conflicts, to even a five-year war in view of an unpredictable geopolitical environment. In an address at the Ran Samvat at the Army War College, Mau, Madhya Pradesh, he said, "The challenges before India are big, but our resolve and courage are even bigger." He said that the world respects us not only for our strength, but also for our dedication to truth, peace and justice.
India has never been a nation that seeks war. We have never initiated aggression against anyone. However, the present geopolitical reality is quite different. Even though we do not harbor any aggressive intent, if someone challenges us, it becomes imperative that we respond with strength. To do so, we must continuously enhance our defense preparedness. This is why training, technological advancement, and a sustained dialogue with partners are of utmost importance for us.
The Defence Minister called on the Defence Forces assembled at the conference to understand the various dimensions of security and policy making. Mr. Singh underscored the decisive role of emerging technologies in defending the nation. The National Oral Health Programme, Nagaland, commands a state review meeting and training for dental surgeons today in Kohima. Mission Director, National Health Mission, Dr. Avile Zhao, urged dental professionals to stay updated with evolving dental technologies like teledentistry, 3D printing and laser treatments. Principal Director of Health and Family Welfare, Dr. Meraninla Sinlam, urged professionals to prioritize patient care and fully utilize upgraded facilities to improve outreach, especially in rural areas. Awards were given to outstanding contributors, including Naga Hospital Authority Kohima as Best Dental Health Unit. Kezoma Village under Kohima District is organizing the first edition of Otsu Millet Festival on 30th August at the village ground. The event is jointly being organized by the Kezoma Village Council, Department of Agriculture and Department of Tourism. Village representative Medovo Rika shared on the significance of the festival.
By the elders, millet has always played a significant role for the village, and every year right after the rice paddy cultivation is completed, millet festival or tsuni is observed, which falls in the month of July or extends towards the beginning of August. The village observed tsuni for 2 days, the first day being called kije day of rituals, and the second day kreoja day of rest and celebration. Another significant aspect of the festival is that it is believed to bring rain to begin paddy cultivation. This year the village has upscaled millet cultivation with an endeavor to increase production and promote millet and its benefits.
The upcoming festival will feature sale of millet and other organic vegetables produced by Kezoma Village along with other activities. The Department of Youth Resources and Sports organized an athletics meet today at Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima, to mark National Sports Day 2025. Addressing the event, Director Kethosithyo Sekose highlighted the significance of the day, observed annually on August 29 to commemorate the birth anniversary of hockey legend Major Dhyan Chand. He encouraged students to pursue sports seriously, noting its potential as a career. Winners of the events will be felicitated during the National Sports Day celebration on Friday. The meet saw participation from 9 schools in Kohima, with both boys and girls competing in events including racing and long jump. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall to continue at isolated places of Nagaland and the other northeast states till the end of this month. The showers will likely be accompanied by thunderstorm and lightning. In Nagaland, heavy rain is expected across Dimapur, Kohima, Longlin, Mokhukchun, Mon, Peren, Twensang and Wakha tomorrow and on Thursday. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Nagaland's Peleno Petenilhu from Joint Government School Viswema among 45 to receive National Teachers Award 2025. Advisor to Chief Minister Abu Mehta underscores importance of accuracy of a speech in reporting. Dimapur Police rescues abducted 9-year-old, arrests 5. And Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says India committed to peace but will respond firmly to aggression. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.